Coming in next, we're going to talk with Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. She'll join us, as she does every day, on the final segment of the show with a COVID-19 update. We'll find out if there were any new cases to report over the weekend in Fond du Lac County. Since 1967, Fond du Lac County's Natural Beauty Council has been recognizing the outstanding efforts of local residents for their beautification and preservation efforts at their homes, businesses, farms, institutions, and churches. Beautification and preservation done through landscaping and outside property improvements. And this year, nominations will be accepted until Friday, July 17th. Joining us on this segment of the show, the chairman of the Fond du Lac County Natural Beauty Council, Fond du Lac County Board Supervisor John Rickert. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you.
There are some really beautiful properties that have been beautifully landscaped in Fond du Lac County, aren't there?
We've had a lot of them over the last few years that I've been on the Fond du Lac Natural Beauty Council. We've had some that were unbelievably amazing that people actually put a lot of time and effort into their properties.
Are all of these properties that are recognized, are most of them recognized because of the landscaping work that's done, or are there other criteria?
There's a lot of criteria. We've had a lot of people that do some amazing things with their properties. We've had people that go to quite extremes. We had one over in the Lamartine area that actually had a pond with a water fountain with flower beds around the pond. We've even had a cemetery that was in Natural Beauty Council nominations last year. What it was is the cemetery put a new sign up above the entrance of their cemetery. They had a wrought iron fence and they had flowers, and it looked very nice. So, you know, it was kind of unusual to hear, oh, we got a cemetery that is going to be nominated, and we were surprised by that, but it looked very nice. So there's a lot of different things people can do to really make their place look nice. We've seen a lot of garden art, you know, the metal garden art, a lot of birdhouses, a lot of prairies. We've had some people just do, even like in the city limits, will, you know, do a lot of nice flower beds and stuff like that, and make their place look really nice. It isn't about spending tons of money always, but you can tell there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time in their flower gardens. And with this year being a year where with a lot of people staying at home with the COVID, probably spending more time on their flower beds, which is a good thing, gets them busy doing something and keeps their mind off from the COVID thing, and they can really make their place look nice.
Have you come across some yards that you look at them and you say, wow, you could open this up to the public?
Oh, yes. There's some that are just unbelievable. It's like you wouldn't want to probably know the man hours they stuck into it, because my wife has a flower garden, and she spends every couple of days out there pulling weeds, you know, and they can be a lot of work, but that can be very enjoyable and therapeutic.
Yeah, absolutely. In a lot of cases, when it comes to the design of a backyard garden, in a lot of times, is it a case of less is better?
Yeah, because some people don't have a lot of area to work with. But it's amazing how what they do with their properties can make it look so nice, even though they don't have all this acreage to have all these big flower gardens. But we've seen where people just have a small area and they make it look very nice.
And sometimes you have a property that, from a geologic standpoint, is naturally in its own right. It's beautiful. It has maybe a rolling terrain to it. And then others are just flat and you have to deal with what you have. Have you come across gardens where they've been able to manufacture what would otherwise be just an ordinary backyard into something that looks like it's natural, but it's been manufactured to look that way?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then you get the people that they use a lot of things that make it very interesting. We had some properties that we looked at where they, you know, had a really old farm tractor, and they had the farm tractor parked in the yard, and they had the flower beds around the old farm tractor. And we had where these old metal grain bins, and people will have a side cut out in the metal grain bin, and they're all, you know, rusty and everything, which makes it kind of unique. And they will make a bar area in this metal grain shed and put flower beds around it, and it's just amazing what some people with their creativity do in some of these flower beds.
All right, the beautification awards also go to buildings, including churches. Is there a church in Fond du Lac County that you're aware of that clearly stands out on the list of beautification awards that people, if they maybe aren't aware of, that they should be aware of, that they should drive by and take a look at?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any churches, but there are some places that, nursing homes that have some very nice flower beds in the nursing home, even the county-owned one on First and Vincent has a very, very nice flower bed. And St. Francis Home has some very nice flower beds. And not all of them you can see from the road, you know. Some of them are, you know, kind of behind, you know. But there are a lot of places that that you don't see from the road. There's a lot of people that have really, really nice flower beds in their backyards, but you wouldn't know it because you can't see it from the road. But your neighbor can see it, and they can nominate you for to have your property looked at and be nominated for one of the nicer places, you know, in the county to get an award for having it really look nice.
Very good. Nominations accepted until Friday, July 17th. And you can send those nominations into the county clerk's office. The Natural Beauty Council will tour the nominated sites in early August, and the awards will be presented at a fall session of the Fond du Lac County Board. Natural Beauty Council Chair John Ricker. John, great to have you on the program.
Yes, and basically there are several different ways you can nominate these properties. You can send it to county.clerk@fondulaccounty.wi.gov, or you can call the Lisa Freiberg's number at 929-3000, or you can send it into clerk's office at box 1557, Fond du Lac, at 54936.
Very good. All right, John, thanks.
All right, thank you.